Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah, baby.
Something amazing just happened. In the midst of all the news that we cover each and every day, some really great news. Christine Sorensen is in studio. And Christine, I'm going to let you and Marty
just happen.
Share this.
This is so exciting. I am so
well,
happy.
Hold on. Let him tell the news. It's actually, this is insane. This is a lifelong dream to save a man's life.
Absolutely.
And I love him. What happens to us, and both of us are close to him and his family, is they become family. Ryan, what's up?
What's going on? I'm on the radio here with royalty.
You are, man. About damn time we got acknowledged. Ryan, come on, man. Tell the world what just happened. Just happened.
We did it. I just got the call from UPMC that my transplant is scheduled for January 5th.
And you needed a kidney so badly. You've been going through dialysis, ravaging your body, your whole family having to live with this. Your 10-year-old daughter, Daniela, going to great lengths on TikTok to try and get you a kidney. Can you even believe this moment?
I can't. I was driving when I got the call, and literally, I mean, I literally almost wrecked the car. I had to pull over on the side of the road. It was surreal. It was amazing. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I saw the caller ID pop up, and I got the call, and they were calling to tell me that when it was scheduled for, and I had no idea. I said, "Do you mean I have a match?" And they said, "Yeah." So I just was blown away. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't call enough people, and my wife was texting me because they called her first because, obviously she handles all the important things. I couldn't possibly handle that. I text Marty right away and, put it on my Facebook page. And I'm still, there's not going to be a dry tear.
It's a miracle, literally, right?
Yeah.
Have you even been able to tell your kids, Ryan?
Yeah, not my son. My son goes to school earlier. But I was able to talk to Daniela, and she was floored. She was floored.
Oh, I bet.
So people know she had a hard time with this emotionally. Every time she would cry a lot, right?
Yes. Every time, even for, I just got a simple eye procedure last week, and she was so nervous of what was going to happen. She's something else, special kid.
We've probably done 15 stories, 15 interviews, television. You have become our project. This is so damn rewarding to hear this news, brother. Just is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you guys have been amazing. Shelby has been amazing. I can't thank you guys enough, but we're going to find a way to thank you.
You better.
We're going to have a little party.
Ryan, how long again have you been dealing with this?
So it's been almost 2 years, probably about a little over a year and a half, and it's been so tough. Being younger with a younger family, and very active family, and the community and sports, it is just very hard being connected to a machine that literally saves your life for 12 hours a week.
What's your kidney function? What's your function?
4%.
That's right. And you would be dead probably in 6 years without a kidney.
Yeah, absolutely. If I didn't go to the treatment, I wouldn't last a month.
Yeah.
And Ryan, do you know whose kidney this is?
Not yet. I imagine that maybe the person will reach out to me. I've had people reach out to me and tell me that they were a match and they were on the list.
Oh.
But I haven't heard from this person yet. And the people at UPMC, I don't know if they can tell me yet without proper disclosure to the other person. But hopefully in the next few days here, I'll find out.
Hey, Ryan, there's some irony to this, quite frankly. Just yesterday, we were grousing, were we not?
Yes.
Well, I now know who the happiest man in Pittsburgh is today.
Oh, I am so happy. I'm holding back tears right now.
Thank you, guys. I am not holding back tears. It's going to be flowing all day.
Oh, it should. It should.
Ryan, congratulations. Miracles do happen.
You.
And I'm really excited for you and for Marty and Christine and everybody else who worked, and your daughter, and everybody worked so that you would live.
Thank you. I could not have done it without you guys. That's the honest to God truth.
How long ago did you reach out? I forget now.
Oh, Marty, it is a couple months. That's it.
Well,
I was doing it on my own for a year, and we weren't getting anywhere.
And I interviewed you. Yeah. Our story aired July 12th, so it's been a couple months. But, I mean, let's just thank whoever this donor
that's
is.
That's right, honey.
Because that's why this is happening. And I know so many people offered to try and be matches.
That's
no
right.
one in your family matched.
That's
but,
right.
Thank you to anybody who got themselves on the list for Ryan or maybe even for somebody else, because that takes a whole lot of courage to donate your kidney,
honey.
A living person donating a kidney.
And God bless UPMC, because we irritated the hell out of them. I got to be honest.
They wouldn't be exclusive to that. Ryan! Way to go, my man. Congrats.
Gosh,
I wish I could hug you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. More to come on the Big K Morning Show.
Man.
What a morning.
Wow.
920 News Radio, KDKA. Big K Morning Show. Christine is in the house, in the studio. Pretty spectacular moment.
Oh, my God.
To be a fly on the wall with the two of you and Ryan, who just got word he's getting a kidney.
Come on. Can't imagine.
And for his daughter who went, she went on TikTok to try to help find a match.
Well, we didn't really get into this, but she's one of the top softball players in the country at 10 years old. Like, it's unbelievable. So she has a lot of followers on TikTok who are softball fans, and they follow her. And so she went on TikTok with a sign saying, "My dad needs a kidney." Well, it went viral. And, they've been promoting these, at all her TikTok, at all her tournaments with, bracelets and posters, trying to get people to register to see if they could be a match.
That's incredible. I coaxed, quite frankly, we talk about the stories we do all the time. And he came to me asking for help. And Patrick and I met him and honestly fell in love with him.
He's just the nicest guy. They welcomed us into their home we were family. They literally had a whole spread for Marty and then again for us when we came with TV. I mean, they're just such wonderful people.
What part of town did they live?
South Fayette.
Okay.
And he's a real estate appraiser. And, the thing is, that life, man, he's only, 42, honey?
Yeah, right around there.
And he has beautiful kids. Well, Patrick's lived this along with me. He lives these things. And we get these requests from folks that are literally dying. And you think of the responsibility of being a journalist and how much people hate the media, and to hell with them. Because Larry knows this because he lives this with all the charity he does. At the end of the day, the outpouring from folks who watched those stories and responded is insane.
Well, and to think that people would be willing to go and, get tested, see if they could be a match, and then ultimately give a kidney to someone they don't even know, that is a true act of charity.
Yes.
It's an act of God. I mean, if you believe it all.
Yeah.
Our buddy Dr. Mike, who's
love him
veterinarian, he gave his brother a kidney.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Man, Larry,
brother, so...
Yeah.
To your point, there's something you say resonates with me, and that is the greatness of people.
Oh, my
God,
Larry.
Because in the focus of news business, we're focusing mostly on the bad news.
Yeah. Right, Larry.
Yeah.
But there are far greater things that are going on. I'm glad you take some time to highlight those things.
I got to be honest, too. And anyone that lives or works with me knows I get really frustrated with a lack of effort or success. And so I vented some of that to Andrea Kanicki at UPMC, and I love her and apologize.
Andrea, where are you?
They told us all along, shut up, Marty. This is how this works, and he's getting a kidney. And they were right, quite frankly.
But they did say that it can help to have all these public pleas and that, you know, amazingly,
sure,
it does help to find a match when you, you know, solicit people to come forward.
And, honey, they said, we're not being selfish because you hear this.
Right.
Why him?
Right.
Why not my kid?
Yeah.
What did they
tell
us, Patrick? That Patrick's here, that this list they have now.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Could get someone else a kidney.
Absolutely. Oh. Yeah, people who signed up to be a donor for Ryan also had the option to make themselves available for other people who need kidneys.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I didn't either.
Makes perfect sense.
And then sometimes they have that chain where that person might not be a match for one person, but they're a match for another person, and say that person might have someone who'd be a match for Ryan, and they could do a switch, or it could be literally like 5 or 10 people where they all, you know, have someone who can match within.
And think of the city we live in for that kind of medical miracle to happen on a daily basis here in Pittsburgh. You think of Dr. Starzl, the late Dr. Starzl, with the liver work, and it's just extraordinary.
It is.
So you guys are going to have a good day.
It is. Ryan's high from love.
That's pretty incredible.
Gosh.
Congratulations, Ryan. You hear it in his voice, the passion.
Oh, my gosh, he was
so
crying.
Excited.
925 at KDKA.
From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
AAA traffic is powered by Bowser Chevrolet, Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. Let's get an update from Kathy Berggren.
Larry, things not too bad out there on the roadways. I'm looking at the inbound side of Route 28, where we've cleared out approaching Creighton all the way down toward the north side. The outbound side does slow down. You have a left lane restriction just past the Highland Park Bridge, so that's slowing you down a little bit there. And over on Butler Street, looks like crews are back at it. Over on Butler, between Baker Street and the 62nd Street Bridge, traffic is slow for you in both directions. Inbound on the parkway, you're still looking at slow traffic as you make your way between Wilkinsburg and Edgewood-Swissvale into the Squirrel Hill Tunnels. Our next AAA traffic on the 5s at 9:35. I'm Kathy Berggren on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
High of only 58 today. Right now, 47 degrees. Lots of clouds. We'll go to 62 with some sunshine tomorrow. I was working on the thermometer because Christine said it might be a little chilly. And then I thought, yeah, it is. And I looked.
Like Larry's bedroom.
Christine, it was 65 degrees.
Well, no wonder I'm shivering in here.
But here's the crazy part. We have a thermostat, and you set the thermostat, and it should be above and below like a degree or two.
Yeah. Right.
And then it should cycle on and off. Ours is on full or off.
Yeah.
There's no in between.
So Larry and Cindy, his wonderful wife, have this policy.
Policy?
It's engraved on the door.
Mm-hmm.
If the socks are off, it's time to rock.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, not
so
true.
Larry runs into the bedroom, immediately stares at Cindy's feet. Right? Larry.
If I don't see the socks. No, that's maybe a little poetic license, but we did talk.
There's some truth to that, isn't there, brother?
Well, it starts with my wife likes it cold in the bedroom. All the way around. So she claims that she had a childhood pediatrician that she had who would tell her, you know, because of her bronchitis as a little kid, that she should turn the furnace vents, you know, seal them off in the wintertime because the colder air was healthier for her.
Yeah.
With the caveat, or as Marty would say, however, comma, for her. So, you know, what am I going to say? So
you're walking around with
make
like
a point, man. This is an hour show, Larry.
You need one of those cozies or something like one of those blankets. You were.
How did this get connected to the socks are off, it's go time?
Well, that's a great question.
So in our house, if she's got a bag of Doritos, it's on.
Because that's very much of a sexy turn on.
Larry, there are many days, and she knows this, where I'll go home and I'll go, Doritos, Rosie the dog,
same
daddy.
Here. I go socks.
Yes.
Kobe the dog or?
Nothing, honey.
No.
Sweetheart, you want to jump in on this?
Not really.
No, I don't
you
blame
said
you.
To Larry, there are two areas I'm not allowed to discuss with you on.
Correct. The bathroom and the bedroom.
What do you mean, like the bathroom?
Well, like anything that goes on in the bathroom.
Whoa. Like pooping and stuff.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Right. Yeah. This is the kind of thing my 12-year-old loves to discuss. Sitting in the car with four 12-year-old boys, let me tell you, you know, they have the, what are those, the whoopee cushions. Well, nowadays, all you need is a phone, and there's a whole app for that.
Oh, there's an app. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. So I draw the line. That was more than enough bathroom sounds for me.
I get it.
So the boss wants to do a sock drive for the homeless.
Oh, God.
How about it? We start a charity, Socks Without Partners. Don't you always miss
yes.
a sock?
Like, how does that happen?
Periodically, they just disappear.
So the question is, what if she has one sock on and can't find the other?
You're halfway home.
You're halfway home.
That's second base, dear.
Or somebody texted Marty, what if you get those socks where the toes
There's a
stick
hole in it.
Is there a symbolism there?
It's an unprotected sock. Wow, I guess we could go on
We
forever.
Should change
we
the
We should
subject.
Probably stop.
We should probably just stop.
We're having too much fun.
All right.
This is serious. There's a hurricane coming.
Yeah. Hurricane, do you have connections in Florida?
Well, my mom and dad,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Right there in Orlando.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, they're not in the evacuation area or anything, luckily.
Unless it's on Fox News, they will not know if the weather's coming.
Well, thankfully, it probably is on Fox News. So
they're
we
watching
be
right now.
No, I called them last night. They stocked up on water, but, you know, they're not very alarmist kind of people. They're very much like, we'll be fine. Don't worry about us.
Fox News will somehow blame Biden for this.
I reminded them to...
For the hurricane.
You know,
yes, of course.
Make sure their phones are charged. I worry that, like, I'm not going to be able to get in touch with them. That's more my, you know, fear.
Well, think about this, Christine. We talked about dealing with a pandemic. What if, like, the entire island, the whole nation of Cuba, 11 million people... The power grid goes out.
The whole, right, it is out. It's crazy.
To your point, the phone, think about not being able to reach people, do commerce or business on the internet or computers. That to me is terrifying. The loss of power for an extended period of time.
This is the same thing that happened in Puerto Rico in these third world countries, which they are.
Right.
Can't do squat.
Right. Thankfully,
in a tragedy.
We're a lot
same thing
than
in Haiti. See it all the time.
But the Orlando area looks like at first it was going to be more direct. I mean, it's still a big part of the storm, but not that a full force of the eye crossing. That looks like Fort Myers, which is south.
Yeah, and they're always far enough inland. They mainly get rain and wind, but not the, you know, extremely, extremely dangerous stuff. Yeah, this is scary. I mean, this is, in all the years I lived in Florida, we didn't really have any big hurricanes. And now, you know, we hear with global warming, this is one reason they're happening more and more. And it is pretty scary to see how frequently they've been happening.
But you did say something important. Your parents do not overreact to this stuff. It's actually cool.
They generally don't overreact to a lot of kind of,
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, most of the mindset when I lived in Florida was like that. Okay, we'll deal with it. I mean, but it gets everybody's focus and attention. I mean, it's all hands on deck right now.
Well,
Florida.
I heard David Begnaud, who, you know, a CBS reporter there, he said a lot of people are not leaving, even though they are in the mandatory evacuation area. This happens every time. And it's just, you just don't know. I mean, they may not be able to be rescued.
And as Larry has stated, more than the wind, Larry. It's the water, brother.
Yeah, there's nowhere for the water to go in Florida.
Right.
There's nowhere for it to go. It's a sandbar. All right, well, we have a possibility of getting the residual effects here. We'll talk about that coming up next. The Big K Morning Show. Christine in the house.
Oh, O'Reilly.
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.